Morning.
Morning.
Let's begin with prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for another beautiful day and the opportunity that we have to come and worship you here and to learn of you and be encouraged in our walk with you. Lord, thank you for your word and the promises that you give us. Thank you for the power that we have to overcome whatever areas in our lives there are that are keeping us from you. And Lord, I just pray that you'll be with us for the remainder of the service. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So the title of what I'm going to be sharing today is Overcoming Through Christ. And I feel like the church today is in a very not good spot. There's hypocrisy and sin and a lot of complacency everywhere. And that is the opposite of what we as Christians are called to be. It's the opposite of what we are told we're supposed to be doing. I want to read 1 John chapter 5. Verses 3-5. It says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" We are called to be overcomers. I find it way too easy to be discouraged and distracted by the things around me and just very attracted to the world, I guess. So what I'm trying to say by being overcomers is just someone who takes those things in their life and puts them in their place behind them. Last weekend we went down to Kingdom Fellowship weekend, and our family went and some other people from church here. And there were a lot of good things shared there, but one message in particular stuck out to me, and it was called Becoming a Pillar in Your Church. Some of the things he brought out there in his message were that pillars are important for stability. Pillars are solid supports. And he had 6 points that he shared there, and the reason I bring this into what I have to share is because I feel like overcoming those things in your life and becoming a pillar in your church are kind of connected, in the sense that if you are a pillar, you're not going to be complacent or down in your Christian life. You'll be overcoming those things. So the things that he had, 6 things that you need to do and to become in order to be a pillar in your church. Number one, he had open transparency. 2, be unoffendable. 3, learn the hearts of the elders. 4, blending and bending. 5, commitment to the church. And 6, a vibrant personal walk with God. I'm going to go through those one more time because I think they're really good for what I have to share as well. Open transparency, be unoffendable, learn the hearts of the elders, blending and bending, commitment to the church, and a vibrant personal walk with God. These are things that we're going to need to do and to become, to be overcomers, people that the church can rely on. I was thinking about each one of these points, and the thing about them is it's going to take something from us. It's going to take denying ourselves. It's going to take humility. And it's going to take service. To overcome things takes a struggle. It's going to take a fight. Paul is an example of someone who fought many of these battles. He went through many of these struggles. And when you look at what he went through on his ministry and when he was traveling around preaching, it just shows you how soft you really are I want to read a couple verses where Paul is talking about what he's gone through. 2 Corinthians 11, 24-28. He says here, talking of his sufferings, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save once. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and pain, painfulness and watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. So Paul's experience at suffering, and he was very experienced at overcoming as well. After all that he went through there, he says he takes pleasure in suffering for Christ, because when he is weak, through Christ he is strong. Paul understood that through the power of Christ in him, he could overcome the world. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to be reading 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will, and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. This is an example here of a strong and a vibrant church. Paul points out several things from these people that made them an overcoming and a vibrant church. And then he goes on to encourage them in their calling in Christ. But he speaks of their well-known faith in Christ. He speaks of them producing fruit and their love in the Spirit and their love for the believers. These are the things we need to be building on and to be bringing into our lives, because there's an enemy who does not want to see a church like that. He wants to see God's people distracted, to be divided, to have contentions with one another, and to put their faith in the things around them. He wants us to let go of a close connection to God and instead be attracted and spend our time on the things of the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Do we really believe that? I say this as an encouragement that as we go from here, we will not be discouraged or distracted by the things around us, but that we would look up and realize that if we're putting him first, that we have the power to overcome these things.